Hey, listeners, Mike Snyder here.
And I'm Brett Molina, and welcome back to Talking Tech. If you are at all interested in tech news, then you've likely heard about NFTs and blockchain. They made an appearance at E3, and actually in a way that it might make it easier for everyone to understand how exactly it works.
That's right, Brett. A fairly new publisher called Mythical Games has a game it's testing called Blanco's Block Party. And just to look at it, you know, it's a colorful, art-filled, open-world game that looks a bit like a Fall Guys metaverse with lots of graffiti art. There's a center square where you can meet up with friends, and there's a bunch of activities. You can have races, tag, play tag, collect coins and things, and have a shooting competition. Now, these are cartoonish, nothing like Call of Duty, but not as messy as Splatoon, for instance. But you can also build your own levels and create competitive mini-parties with your friends. What makes Blanco's Block Party different is when players spend money on characters or items, they will actually own them and can sell them through the game's marketplace for real money. Now, Mythical's marketplace is built on blockchain technology, which records digital certificates of ownership of the game's playable NFTs, and NFT stands for non-fungible tokens. They have a presentation during E3, and one of the execs said, they're trying to put the fun back in non-fungible tokens. So Blancos look a bit like Funko dolls. You know those, you know, you've got Star Wars characters and they have like rock bands and all kinds of movie characters. You know, they have the big heads and little bodies and you buy the vinyl toys and put them on your shelf or whatever. Well, that's what these characters look like, but they're virtual. They're in the game. You buy them. You can earn some by simply playing the game, but others range in price from $10 to $20. But more rare Blancos sell for higher prices. So, for instance, within the game, which is currently being tested, they dropped 400 limited edition characters, and they sold for $150 each. Many players have already turned a profit by reselling Blancos in the marketplace, the game maker says. So should you, and if you resell your Blancos, artists will profit from these, you know, various numbers of resales of the characters. And they have a lot of big name artists. If you're into graffiti art, they have a lot of cool artists letting you put their spin on the characters. They also announced that companies like Burberry are going to have NFTs in the game. They're currently testing the building and the marketplace now. And you can, if you go to our story, there's a link to the game. They've already have more than 20,000 levels created by players and by the game developer, Mythical. You know, what's interesting about these toys is they look like something you actually might want to buy and have on your shelf. Right now, they say there's no plan to make real-world toys out of them, but that really seems like an inevitability if the game takes off at all. Though I wonder whether if you have an NFT tied to your in-game Blanco, is it tied to a toy in the real world, you can put it on your shelf, or do you have to send that along too? I mean, I'm sure the lawyers are figuring that out right now.
Yeah, I was going to say it'd be kind of funny to own the NFT of a certain character, and then you just go to Target and like, oh, yep, that's mine, and just go grab it and go. But you know, it's funny because you know we've heard a lot about NFTs, and they can be really confusing. But it seems like this process makes it a little more straightforward, and the game's blockchain economy keeps a record of your character and the items it has and the progression you've made. Whereas today, when you spend money in games on characters and things like that, you really don't have ownership of the characters that have been developed.
Right. I mean, that's why many think there will eventually be NFTs in games. And there already are. I have a few examples in my story on tech.usatoday.com. And that allows players to sell or trade legitimately. Right now, if you're in a game and you want to try to sell something, you kind of have to do it off market. And you got to, I think, I haven't done this myself, but I've written about it. You probably have to have, give them some sign-in thing to your account and all this other stuff. And so there's a lot of fraud, and there's, you know, there have been scams involved with Fortnite on buying in-game items and things like that. It, you know, it's all part of what Animoca Brands co-founder Yatsui described to me as the goal for digital rights, that most citizens who live so much of life on digital platforms like games and social media networks, they're going to demand at some point. You know, you're going to demand that all this money you're spending on digital property actually, you know, you own it in some fashion, in at least in a digital world, and it doesn't just, you know, stay in that game and you ignore it and it doesn't, there's nothing you can do with it. It's just starting in games because we can immediately understand the advantage there. There's plenty more about this on my story, I'm sure, and you and I will be covering this in the days and weeks to come. It's an issue that's just going to grow, I think.
Listeners, let's hear from you. Any thoughts on NFTs? Do you have any questions or show ideas? You can find me on Twitter at BrettMolina23.
And I'm at Mike Snyder. Please don't forget to subscribe and rate us or leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere you get your podcasts. You've been listening to Talking Tech. We'll be back tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.